You're going to
discuss that resolution 2503, which is authorizing the lease agreement with Montgomery County on the voting machines. I will entertain a motion to put on the table for discussion.
Make a motion to put the proposed resolution 2503 on the table for discussion. Second.
Okay, what this is, it's something somewhat similar to what we discussed last month. It is the extra voting machines that we need to move out of storage that we have not used. Montgomery County is needing those, and so we're going to go ahead and let them lease those, as my understanding. So, Ms. Starker, if you can explain a little bit of the changes from when this came before the first time.
I wasn't here on the first meeting, so I'm not sure what I'm going to discuss, but we have abundance of machines that are tying up space in the limited space that we have, and we're trying to make space in the voter extension over that we have by the extension office, and we just need space. And so letting Montgomery County use these, being a lease, if we were then even back, we can call it back. But we should not need these machines, even if we add another polling site, or we could probably add up to 4 polling sites and still not need the machines.
Based on my understanding, there has been some additional polling places that are either being worked on or have been worked out, so that issue of not having enough.
Even if we add another polling site, you know, the west side of town we could possibly use another polling site. We did look at the numbers for 2024, the election, and we did open the library during the general election on election day, and they voted 1,000 people on election day at the library and took a big load off of the convening center already. But adding another location will possibly take another load off. The problem is that we'll probably have to go with the church. We have a lot of people in this area that are not wanting to vote at churches. And the churches also have an issue with, you know, some of the things that might be on the ballot. And so we do have a church that's agreed to house us, and we'll look at that. But it'll be January before this is something that is addressed.
As long as it's being addressed, I think all of us definitely feel better and know that you're on top of that for sure. We appreciate everything you do to get our elections.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions?
So just along the lines of the discussion the other night, on the lease agreement, says that either party can terminate this agreement. Counselor, could the court bring it up, or is this like once we pass this, it's in a judge's hand forever?
Once you pass it, it is in the judge's hands. So you need to issue this.
It says that this is for each year. It's like intervals of 1 year.
Well, let me back up and just give you my opinion on this. Justice Allison.
Yes, sir.
The judge doesn't need your permission to lease the machine, sure. But the judge wanted to make sure that the form court, and I don't want to put words in his mouth. He can speak for himself.
Sure.
He didn't want to feel like there was an end around the form court, and the form court, or that the judge was going behind the form court's back regarding what was an issue last month. So I think this is more of a gesture to the form court to make sure everybody's on the same page and understand what's going on. And yes, the agreement can be terminated. We can recall those machines and have them returned back to Fulton County annual lease that can be renewed each year, and if and when we need 20 new polling places, the county judge at that point when the phone call is terminated, you know, get them back.
I appreciate that. And I don't, it's not that I'm pressing the administration for sure. It's not that I'm telling them, so it just speaks a while ago. Sometimes what I think about is in the future when none of us are just living, you know, just checking.
So he mentioned the 1 year renewal. I know that's number two on the lease agreement. Is that something that has to come before the court year after year, or is it something that the judges will just do in perpetuity until whenever?
It's something the judge will do in perpetuity to win it.
Any other justices? Any audience have any questions?
I have
So, thank you. I guess my question is, so what would our county clerk have to do with any of this? Is she going to then apply to the judge if we need the machines back, or how is that going to work between the two of them?
It'll actually be the election commission will let the judge know that we're going to need those machines up in another site if we were to need them. After these 8 machines are gone, we still have an abundance of 35 machines that are still sitting. But we were trying to get down where we could get the machines totally pack out our room, and they're heavy for females to move in and out. And so if we can get them just where we can get in and out to the machines, it'll make a huge difference in getting prepared for the next elections. Because a lot of the work of getting prepared is moving these machines in and out. They all have to be programmed. They all have to be LNA tested. And it's a lot of work. So we're just trying to get it where we have space in between the machines so we don't have to move every machine out to get to the last machine back in the corner.
Any additional comments, questions? All right, I will entertain a motion to pass proposed resolution 2503 onto the full board.
I move we put proposed resolution 2503, pass 2503 on the full board. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, proposed resolution 2503 moves on to our full board. And with that being the last thing on our agenda, I will entertain a motion for adjournment. Thank you, guys. Don't curse.